Yo, what up? Good morning, GMG. Yeah. Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Wait, today's date is like cool. Hold on, it's like 424. Avril 24th. Yeah, it's 424-24. 444. There you go. Man, it is fucking snowstorming right now. I'm sorry. One second. I cannot. Because as you all know, I mean, I have a big ass window here. While you all know, homies know. It would dox if I turn it around. So I'm not going to dox where I live. But I am just overseeing. Like, I went to work out at 9 in the morning. It was black inside the gym. There was no, like, sun.
No.
Brother. I was going to send you a video, actually. It was black. I had to turn all the lights on. At max, inside the gym, it was black. It's like nighttime. And now I'm. It was raining, which is fine. It's April. And it's like big ass. I'm on the ninth floor. It's big ass snowflakes. It's, bro. Come on, man. I can't catch a break.
April, man. Late April. If it's raining where you live in late April, you gotta move.
This is what you're giving me. It's like life alpha. Like, that's like life alpha. I had a mentor once say, like, the second you make any remote amount of money, like, you get the fuck out of a cold place. Like, why would you want to put yourself? Like, I told him one day it was like negative 45 degrees. Like, you, what are you fucking doing? Like, he's like, what are you doing? What would you live in a place that's more negative 45 degrees if you have any sort of money? So there's alpha in there. Study mental health correlated to weather of where you live. I think there's a direct correlation, right? Surely. I'm no doctor, but sure. I mean, Mando's like smiling every day. Even when he's not happy, he's smiling. Motherfucker lives in Portugal, you know? And you see Ovi, he smiles only the days where it's sunny in London. So that's like 15 days a year. But at least those 15 days, you know, look at him. It's sunny in London, isn't it?
It was. We had like an hour of sun today. So yes. That's enough.
That's enough. For London for the week, bruv. Like, see you on Monday. Anyways, 424-4444, with Justin Trudeau throwing four signs at me this morning. But anyways, and the market. What's going on? Why are we going to zero? Anyways, we should talk about this in a second. Today on the show, today, daily market report. Dude, like, what's going on? We're like turbo racing to zero right now. I mean, America, the burgers. It's, you know what? It's because Sims yesterday said something in the studio after the show. He said the burgers are finally in line. Sims, you jinxed us. You jinxed us. America is still selling. America is definitely still selling. So man, the snow is picking up. It's so funny, bro. Babe, are you looking outside? Jesus. Dude, I got to send you guys a video. This is insane. I mean, record. Oh, I can't take a video. My phone's on the show. Anyway, so that was the show. Daily market report. We'll talk about big. I mean, when Sims did the show's topics, it was 66 and a half, 64 now. Top 100 gainers, losers. I saw some H bar news and whatnot. I didn't even know anyone. Did anyone use Hedera? For some reason, they're everywhere. They were all over Davos. They were all over on the BlackRock news, etc. I remember there was a whole Hedera house in Davos on that way. Mando, they had a huge partnership with some big blockchain. I forgot which one. ETF, see third day of inflows. I'm not sure about that anymore. Meme coins. I mean, memes again. Yeah, meme coins is going crazy. Yeah, that Rez thing, that was insane. REZ, we'll talk about that. Maybe they should have hired someone to do work on those tokenomics. You had some crazy, you have CZ sentence, prosecutors wanted him 3 years in jail. You have Duquan, more than that, obviously. No, $5.5 billion fine. And then you had the whole, Polymarkets intern stuff yesterday on the channel on the time, which was hilarious. That was great. So alt meme and dreams, I'm sure we'll talk about Retardio because that was tied to that. And then hot NFTs, big squiggles, big squiggle suite, and a bunch of stuff on that front to talk about. And as usual, this show is powered by Fairside Network, wallet coverage for drain scams and more, and film.io, the world's most powerful decentralized media ecosystem. And guess what? The film.io people are coming on the show today, so cannot wait to finally chat with them about what they're building and what they're doing. You guys have heard that name a lot at this stage if you listen to the show daily. And as usual, we are live on both video and audio. I'll be sharing the broadcast link in a hot second here. And without further ado, let's get right into it.
Daily Market Report, brought to you by Rug Radio. Joseph, what's the word?
Yeah, traditional markets are pretty strong, actually. We had a really good day yesterday. I think stocks were up about 2%. And we had a decent-ish start today. NASDAQ is up 0.7%. So things are definitely bouncing a bit in TradFi markets. Crypto was strong. I don't know what's happened here. Like, I'm trying to read around to see what's happened in the last few minutes or so. But, you know, we'd hit like 66.5K in Bitcoin, but really the big move was in altcoins. Bitcoin dominance dropped from about 55.6% all the way down to 54.5%. So it was a big move lower in Bitcoin dominance to the tune of almost 1 percentage point over just 24 hours. And ETH was up, SOL was up, memes were up a lot, like Pepe and were both up about 20, 30%. You know, I think part of that is because of this Coinbase perps listing. We saw Pepe rally on that yesterday, and WIF is supposed to be listed on that tomorrow. So we did see a good run on those, and the meme sector kind of felt buoyant again alongside altcoins. But yeah, in the last five minutes, Bitcoin's dropped from, you know, 64.9K now. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It's just like leverage hunting, I think. Like, the liquidations are really they were very tight around this level. If you've been looking for the last few days, around this 66K level, the liquidations have been really tight. So I don't think there's anything macro or even specific to crypto that's happened. I think this is just people trying to liquidate these really tight liquidations. There were quite a lot clustered around 65K and quite a lot clustered around 67K. And I think I would be very unsurprised if we even hit 67K, like, you know, to hit both sides. Like, not much has been happening, actually. In terms of like news for crypto, at least.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I thought you guys talked about the leverage tightness yesterday on the show, but maybe it's just a regular shakeout, right? So probably a lot of these in the bull market. And we'll see what happens there, but I don't know. ETH is 3190. I mean, it's 32. Solana is 153. Bitcoin 65K, lads. It's over. Pack it up. You know, I'll see you next round, I guess. Next cycle. I need to figure out my lights. My lights are not working either here anymore. Jesus Christ, nothing's working. It's like snowing here. I sent you guys a video, by the way, if you guys want to look what I'm looking at. But it's pretty grim out there. Mando, what are you seeing? What are you seeing on the market level? You were saying it's just like maybe a little shakeout. Are we still bullish, or are we selling in May and going away? Because May is around the corner. May is here.
I'm super bullish right now. Super, super bullish. I think you'd be mad to not be bullish with this sort of beautiful retest and low leverage. Like, just everything set up for, I think, a very, very strong period. You had inflows again on the ETF yesterday. I'm super, super bullish. This doesn't even feel like that crazy move to me. So yeah, I wouldn't get shaken out by this. At least I haven't seen anything specific to crypto. This feels to me like they're just taking out levered longs, and then they'll probably do the same tomorrow on the shorts.
I'm looking all around, and seems like there's nothing, you know, nothing. Just as good as business as usual. We did have a huge run on memes. Ovi, I saw you write quite the thesis this morning. I saw you. So you start off like giga bullish, and then it turned out into a bear thesis, and then you had to say, "Yo, they didn't mean to go bear." I'm kidding, but you want maybe elaborate on that, because it was actually. It's actually quite a good thesis. I was talking to Wiz, I think, this morning about Pepe and Whiff. And I was like, well, if I had to make two comfy bets when it comes to meme coins, I'd probably pick those two. Because it's just like, if I had to like pick two memes, go with size and see you in like December, that's what I would do. But in terms of two, like in terms of comfort, it seems like those are the two that you're talking about, saying that it could rival SHIB and Doge. You have the perps that opened up. You mentioned that this morning is doing pretty well. Do you want to elaborate on like that thesis of what you think could happen here?
I just think memes this cycle are what NFTs were last cycle. And I just think that's the casino. That's what everyone wants to gamble on. There's way less friction gambling on memes than there were NFTs. And, you know, we saw a little bit of an alt bounce yesterday, right? And the things that were up the most were meme coins. And that's now happened multiple times. And it's not like 2023 where we had the Pepe run and a bit of a meme run and then everything. Oh, he's back.
and everything died. I think the meme cycles and seasons, or whatever you want to call them, are persistent in this cycle. So I think, you know, with, I think Coinbase listing Pepe and Whiff in terms of futures, hopefully is a foray into them being listed on spot, which we know opens up to a whole new retail consumer base or investor base, whatever you call them. And if you remember last cycle, I think it was SHIB. SHIB got listed on Coinbase, and then it did like a 10x from a 3 billion market cap to like a 40 billion market cap after the Coinbase listing. So that's the kind of stuff that we're like looking for and hoping for this cycle. So yeah, like, you know, a Coinbase spot listing for Pepe and Whiff, I think, would be massive. And something like that would just lift the entire meme market. I really think it would. I think you'd just see a situation where there'd be tons of memes. All these memes that are now like 200 to 400 million market cap, I think they could all be like a billion plus. And I think just any half decent meme that comes to the market could easily trade at like 50 or 100 million without like much effort. And that's probably the point when things start to get a bit frothy. And, you know, when there are like loads of multimillionaires on Whiff, for example, and none of them have taken any money out yet, and maybe Whiff's at like a $50 billion market cap, and everyone's like, oh, I'm holding out for 60, or I'm holding out for 70, or I'm holding out for 100. Like, inevitably, one of those milestones never actually hits, and it starts going lower, and people hold on, and they're stubborn, and then they buy the dip, and then it goes even lower, and they're like, they still hold on, and then eventually, there's one time where it just doesn't bounce back, and it just keeps going lower, and like, you know, for now, like, the strategy of holding and not selling and buying these dips has been working well, and I think it will continue to work well. But at some point, the music stops, and it's just about trying to identify when that point is. And believe it or not, only a minority of people will actually be able to successfully sell and identify that point. Most people will just still be like perma bullish and just round trip. And so I think, you know, it's the same thing that happened really on NFTs really in 2021. And to be honest with you, on probably shit coins the cycle before, and it just always does happen. Like, I think people will make a ton of like paper money and be worth a ton on paper, unrealized gains, not sell anything. When it starts going lower, just be like, ah, oh, it's always paid to hodl. I'm just going to keep hodling. But there's going to be that time when it just turns and it keeps going lower and lower and lower. And then you end up round tripping. And yeah, you know, wherever you get out is wherever you get out, whether it's at a small gain or, yeah, like, everyone's been there, dude. Like, even I've been there. And even though we like made some money like on apes or whatever and selling them stuff, there's a ton of stuff that I just bag held all the way through 2022 when I should have just sold them. And, you know, not only sold them in 2021, even sold them when they were down another 50% in 2022. Like, people just find it in your head, you're like, oh, it's down 50%. Like, why would I sell here? It's going to go back up. But I think we're far away from this point in time. And it's usually like first cyclers that make this mistake, which will comprise a lot of the people who are in these new meme coins, I think. I do think that. But I think we're not that close to that point. I think we're still far away from there. I guess I was just trying to think out, I was just trying to play out in my head, like, what happens next? And then I kind of got too far down the line.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, you gave the whole cycle. Like, it's not they turned bearish. It's like, there's going to be a cycle. I hate saying there's going to be another bear. No. Perma bear. A perma bull. Yeah. Sorry. Shit. Uh-oh. Perma bull. Ovi, get out of my head. I'm just playing. But we still have time because Capo is not tweeting anymore. So we'll see. Let me just post this up. Okay, sorry, my internet went off for a second or something. I must have kicked something. But we're so back. Look, it looks like we had a little bounce. Bitcoin's back up above 65K on the news that Ovi was talking about meme coins and all that good stuff. And that's right. Listen, Mando, I'm actually curious on your thoughts. Another convo I was having this morning in the chat. Is there, do you see a case where Bitcoin turbo sends and the rest never catches on, or does not catch on the same way that the Bitcoin does?
Yeah, of course. That's what's been happening. Like, isn't that not?
Yeah, that's the case right now. But what do you think? Because we always seem to say, oh, look, like ETH is still far from ATH. Solana is still far from ATH. Well, Solana has broken it technically in terms of like market cap, but like, blah, blah, blah. Like, all these coins are still not recovered, but like,
I think it's difficult to pick ETH, Sol, and BTC because I think they all have adoption.
Yeah, for the rest of the market. Yeah.
People are actually using them. So, like, it's always difficult. But, like, the reason why this is different to the last cycle is because it's Bitcoin led. Like, there's nowhere near as many people here as there were in the previous cycles, right? We all know it. We all feel it. There's just not as many people. It's not got, like, all your friends getting involved yet by any means. This has basically been Bitcoin going up, and then the funds from that have been divested into different things. And meme coins have, because of, I think, tokenomics and also just the degeneracy of it all, people have, like, gone to them. Yeah. But largely, the altcoin market's been left behind in this fucking thing. Like, why would you get involved? I think that's exactly what's happened. Bitcoin, as I said yesterday, has outperformed pretty much everything. I think that could easily continue. If you're going to buy an altcoin that isn't Bitcoin, you better hope that it gets adoption very, very quickly. Or it's like a genuine 10x, not like Ovi took the piss out of somebody yesterday on the timeline, being like, when the bull market comes. Like, we are in a raging bull market.
I saw that.
We are in a raging bull. If your bags are not pumping, that's because it's not part of that Bitcoin waterfall.
True.
And probably won't be by the end of this cycle. So, like, Bitcoin is seeing massive inflows. I think Bitcoin could go to 150K, 200K this cycle, probably even higher. That being said, like, I think a lot of altcoins will be left behind. A lot of sectors will be left behind. Unfortunately, part of that is also NFTs that just haven't really cottoned on this cycle. A lot of altcoins, a lot of, like, different narratives have just, like, died. And the easiest thing that people have found, just because of the tokenomics, has been memes. So the meme coin super cycle is also related to the Bitcoin super cycle. We said yesterday that Bitcoin is the original meme. Like, that is kind of, it's all related to, it's all like one big waterfall, so to speak. But I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed if you're sitting there waiting for the bull market for your coins right now. No,
that makes sense. I mean, if your coin's not pumping on these new, like, today, it's always a good time. I quite like following him, is the Crypto Dog. This, like, big trader on timeline. You guys probably know of him.
I
think he's based in Hong Kong, actually. He said, with Boat and Mew pumping, I guess, I've gone full meme coin. At a certain point, you just give in. And I love that. It seems like it's either people are, like, majors, like BC, Seoul, whatever, or people are, like, fully, like, moved their alts positions to meme coins. And we've been saying this for a minute, like, how we've seen the switch of, like, alts to, like, meme coin positions. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but do I hold any alts? I don't think I own a single alt. Do you guys have any alt positions? I mean, you were big on Pendle, man, though. You cooked that.
Yeah, it takes me a lot. Like, Pendle, I genuinely thought was a 10x.
Oh, you destroyed it. That was beautiful. But
I think it's very, very difficult to picture that for a lot of different alts? At the moment. And I think... I think you'd be surprised at how many people are in, like, altcoins. Like, yeah, people are throwing in the towel, but, like, there is still big altcoin bags, right?
I wish there was a chart or someone, if you're listening, that has made it, wouldn't be surprised, that has a rotation from altcoin, like the altcoin market, you know, the -3, what is it called? The crypto three, that they remove, the total three, right? Total three, right? Chart versus, like, the top meme coin charts. Or, like, a flow. I remember there's a website that shows a flow from, like, Arbitrum to Base or Solana.
I mean, it would be a ridiculous chart. I think there is one which shows different sectors, and the meme coin sector is up easily the most so far this year. But total three, which is, like, the
total three. Yeah.
If it was total 3x memes, my god. Like, that chart.
I'd love to see a total 3x memes thing here. Because, I mean, when I look at the market this morning, it was all, like, Pepe, Whiff, Mog, Bowden. Popcat. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Popcat went fucking berserk. Like, there's obviously Mew. Then you have all these, like, Asia cat coins that came out of nowhere, like Maneki. We didn't even have it. We talked about it yesterday. It hit $150 million this morning. So it's really a meme heavy market here, and that's that. That's just how it is. I'm pumping my bags. It's just literally a fact of the matter here, and what's going on. So that's what I'm seeing on that front. And then that's about that. But anyways, I think that's enough for meme coins, and of course Quack. as long as you, Mando, I didn't know you opened the duck shop in Montreal, by the way. I was walking yesterday, it was 18
everywhere. People have been showing me, like, there's so much in real life duck stuff that we don't even know.
What's it called? Your brain, when you see something, you start seeing it a lot. You know, there's that one,
One in London, there's one in Amsterdam. I'm pretty sure there's, like, a load of them around. So, they're everywhere. And then yesterday also someone posted me that like in Charleston, where the Beeple thing is, there's going to be some sort of like duck race. Okay. Like there are regular duck races, which again, like wasn't aware of, but now I am.
Now I see ducks everywhere now. Yesterday I was walking around the old port of Montreal. I saw that store, but also yesterday was like 20 degrees Celsius. I think it's like a snowstorm. I have a plane to catch later. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry. Anyways, I saw a duck. Poor duck was waiting for the water in the fountain that usually ducks at in the old port of Montreal. He was just there on his own, quacking, chilling. So I see them everywhere now. I see them everywhere. Anyways, up next, I mean, Ovi, I want to talk about this yesterday. You say everybody needs to get punched in the face one time. Did you mean like hypothetically in the market or like punched in the face?
No, that's serious. That was not a market comment. It was more just a comment about life, really.
So would you punch me in the face? I said, because I answered. I said, all right, want to punch me in the face next time we see each other? You fucking punch.
No, it can't be me. It just has to be like, I mean, I guess it could be someone you know, but the whole point is it should be a surprise, but it doesn't have to be a surprise. Like even when you get punched in the face and it's not a surprise, like if you're just standing there and like punch me in the face and someone punches you really hard, you're still going to like feel that, right?
So. I don't know, man. I can tell you the few times that I've gotten liquidated, it definitely felt like a punch in the face. But I know what you mean. It's not a physical, literal punch in the face. Anyways, in other news, did you guys follow this Rez tokenomics, Renzo, the tokenomics FUD, which is obviously like, I get it. Sorry to get it. And then you had like a whole depegging. So it says, oh, whoa, this is pretty bad form from Renzo protocol. First, a large portion of the tokens are going to investors and teams. Second, looks like they're trying to skew how bad it looks with the design of the pie chart. Notice the bottom half is 62%, whereas the 2.5% appear to be about 25%. I mean, which designer made this pie chart? Like the 2.5% on the right side, right here, are literally the same size as the 20%. Like, can one of you two like shed more light on this Renzo protocol thing? This is hilarious.
Yeah. So this is just another liquid staking protocol, which, you know, it's like there's a bunch of them now launching. It had quite a decent amount of TVL. I think something like 2 or 3 billion of TVL. So, and it was going to launch on Binance. And this is just like classic bull market tokenomics, right? Like, you can get away with this sort of shit in the bull market. You can't really get away in the bear market. People got pissed when this came out because they realized they weren't going to get as much. And they basically withdrew and sold their staked Renzo ETH. And that caused a depegging versus normal ETH. Jeez. That wouldn't normally be an issue, but you tend to find that in order to like farm points, a lot of people deposit these staked assets in different protocols, and they borrow against it like real ETH. And when it depegs, which it did by about 50%, they can get liquidated.
Oh my God.
So a bunch of liquidations happened across DeFi yesterday. This is what people have said is like one of the main risks of restaking and staking protocols is that when these assets depeg from the asset that they are meant to follow, often it causes massive DeFi liquidations. Like if Lido ETH, for example, which is easily like the biggest staking protocol, or if Eigenlayer, like if those assets were to start depegging at any stage, then the assets themselves are often in like tons and tons of different DeFi protocols. And that then could cause massive liquidations across the board. Like we've seen this a few times before. Like this has happened before. I think Lido even depegged for a short amount of time in the past. People got pissed.
Jesus Christ.
It didn't happen on Solana. It happened on Solana. Do you remember like a while back, one of the projects, I think it was Gito, or one of the main assets depegged, and a bunch of people who were doing this loop where they were getting farming points on the various protocols. Do you remember OSF? I think you had some like deposited in the actual thing that was being looped, and then everyone got liquidated. Anyway, this is super common. Super common that people basically loop these assets to make more points on different protocols, and this is the risk that there's often very little liquidity for the staked asset. So Lido, despite Lido ETH being a huge market cap, like it's traded very, very little. So there's, and there's very little liquidity, and that's the case for a lot of these staked assets, like the LPs are not that big, so you can get these huge, huge dumps.
That's wild. So, yeah. That's actually really freaking wild. So I mean, sucks for people who lost money in there, but it's coming so funny. But it's definitely not a great situation to be in. Maybe if you're planning on working on tokenomics, have it checked multiple times, and maybe I feel like a lot of the recent points programs were like is it me or like everybody's lying about their points programs to the communities and stuff? Like everybody keeps saying like how much community is going to get and whatnot, or making it seem like making people farm for like absurd promises. But the last few, like it's not the first time this cycle that I see people like completely like just disappointed about the outcome of their farming. Is that?
Yeah, I think it's a crypto thing. I don't think it's going away. Let's be honest. Like points as a system allow you to kind of do a token.
Okay.
Without doing it. But yeah, like people have now tried to reduce their points times. Like they were months. Remember the original Blur ones were like months at a time. They've still managed to keep hold of doing it with Blast for a few months, obviously. But most others are reducing the time and people are getting disappointed with it. But
okay. Well, there's that. In other news, CZ, four. Speaking of four, 424-4. U.S. Department of Justice seeks 3-year jail sentence for former CEO CZ, citing Changpeng Zhao's willful violation of U.S. law. The DOJ recommended a harsher than expected for the former Binance CEO. What do you guys think? They're really going to send him to jail for 3 years on top of fining him $5 billion? You guys think there's a world where he spends 3 years in jail?
I think that's what they want. That's what they want. Normally, you come somewhere between what they want and what the defense wants. Mm-hmm. I think I'd heard originally it was going to be like 18 months.
Yeah.
He was in jail. He's going to jail. It's just about how long.
Sentencing is in 6 days.
It might be 3 years, in which case he probably spends, you know, 18 months in jail and gets out. Let's see. But like, I would be super unsurprised if he goes to jail for like 1 to 2 years here.
Yeah. I mean,
he's definitely going to jail.
Well, no, in 6 days, four. Free CZ. You guys like CZ? I fuck with CZ. I mean, shit. You guys?
He died for our cause. He didn't actually die, but.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He took one.
He'd hit one for the team.
He would take a bullet for the company, for the thing. I mean, shit, $5 billion and 3 years in prison. That's crazy. According to sentencing memo filed Tuesday, lawyers for the Department of Justice recommend that the court impose an above guideline sentence of 36 months of imprisonment, citing Zhao's willful violation of U.S. law. Stephen Graves, right? The Crypt. The former Binance CEO had gambled that he would not get caught, and that if he did, the consequences would not be as a serious crime. The DOJ's lawyer argued, and that Binance's Wild West strategy of failing to comply with the U.S. anti-money laundering requirements had made Zhao one of the richest people in the world and a celebrity in the crypto industry. I guess we'll see. I mean, this is what you're saying, like the 18 months was the first original recommendation, Mando. So it looks like they're like going above to try and get him in there for tours. In other news, this is one that's worth putting.
Do you think that the U.S. aren't going to jump at the chance to put a Chinese national accused of money laundering for billions of dollars in crypto in jail for as long as they fucking can?
That's their Olympics, bro. That's their Olympics.
Yeah, they are chomping it a bit.
That is their Olympics. The DOJ's Olympics is to put Zhao as much. I mean, you put it there perfectly. Chinese national crypto in the U.S., anti-money laundering thing, blah blah blah. This is literally their. Anyways, in other news, SEC suggests $5.3 billion fine for Do Kwon. I mean, I don't even think Do Kwon's got $5.5 billion left. What do you guys think? Shit. If anything, this guy should be in fucking jail. in the USA for 30 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's against him and Terraform Labs. Yeah,
of course.
Sorry, it's building work going on outside.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money, man. they milked that thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did well. Don't you worry about them. Yeah, I think.
I guess we'll see.
I don't really know. Like is he getting extradited or not? Like I remember he's in Montenegro now, but I think he avoided being extradited to the US, so he might get extradited to South Korea.
That's crazy. By the time this is all done, this guy's gonna go out clean, and he's gonna be chilling somewhere on an island, probably in Dubai. Habibi.
Did you see the update of that Z Casino thing?
I wanted to talk about it yesterday because there was a death threat, right? Like there's a hit on the guy. So what's the update? What's the latest?
Jeez.
So a couple of things have happened since then. So these people are based in Dubai.
They are 100%. The farmer guy from Blur said they're based in Dubai and he's going to help putting them behind bars.
So I'm trying to find it, but
the Telegram chat, that's the update you're talking about?
Yeah, let's read this. So Black Dragon appear to be a VC fund based in Dubai.
Let's read this here.
Yeah.
Regarding recent drama with Z Casino, who scammed their investors for $35 million. We wanted to invest some months ago, but skipped due to Z Casino team going nuts while we were doing basic due diligence to protect our members and investors. Check the screenshots below between our deal maker and their team. Don't forget to take your popcorn. And let me tell you something. I wish I had some popcorn at home when I read that last night, Mando, because holy shit. So basically, the team member of Black Dragon said, guys, can you send me your LinkedIn's, you know, docs? Are you docs? Can I find anything online? And this guy goes, LinkedIn? Really, bro? Which he goes, what? No, we're not docs. Then he goes, well, the SAF be signed by who? By me. So you'll dox yourself. I'm giving you $250,000. He goes, that's fine, but not publicly. To this point, they're okay with it. And then one of them, Prometheus, goes, $250,000 isn't even in the house. So just sticking it to him, like, yeah, like everything you are just giving us $250,000. Not even 100 ETH at this point. Bro is talking about like 250K. Like, what the fuck? Mando, this is absurd.
Keep going.
He goes, so the ape guy, the scammer guy goes, bro is talking to his potential like funder, right? And he goes, $250,000, holy shit, makes fun of him. If your dad's kids know about it, just skip it. And Julian goes, Keck, I'm just going to mute this cringe chat. Doc's obsession. LinkedIn, la, la, la. What the fuck is going on here? That's two flights to New York City and back. So they're basically like making fun of the Black Dragon guy for requesting something basic when he does his DD. I mean, what? To then goes, talk to us when you have some money. Just pass. We have enough demand. Don't need to deal with your schizophrenic behavior. Take your meds. And then the other guy goes, $250,000 is barely dev salary. And then they try to prescribe him some medication. What? I hadn't read this so long. And then Philip goes, so the guy who's funding it goes, is this a hidden camera? Like, is this for real? And this guy goes, you should thank OX Monkey for even considering your investment. We don't need your money, especially not if you're going to act like that. And then there's Liddy making, they're just hammering it in, making fun of the guy. This is insane. And then guy goes, okay, bro, thanks for your time. Bro.
Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy post. And if you actually, some people have actually gone back and looked at this guy's tweets over the last few years.
Oh, did you see the psychopath test?
Dude, he's been tweeting out some wild stuff over the last few years.
I gotta show you this. I took the test yesterday after that because the test went viral. So basically, there's an old tweet from him, bro, that he took a psychopathic behavior test. And turns out he's like fully psychopathic. That's the one Deez posted. I'm trying to find it through Deez's page. There it is. So Deez took this, right? But if you click on the quote tweets of the quote tweet, this is from January 29, when Derivatives Monkeys posted a test. And he's literally sociopathic. Like he's right there. This is the population average. And he's right there at the top of – he's literally at the top. Top, pico top of in between sociopathic and psychopathic. That's the guy who rugged 35 mil.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing is that the Chinese whales apparently have hired a hitman.
Dude, I saw that on CBB's page. And he says, if you're a Dubai resident and have been scammed by these $1.7 million Jeets, send a DM, willing to help as much as we can to send subhumans to jail in Dubai. And it looks like he's he posted something.
It's gone. It's
here. And so they found him, and like there's literal
They found him.
Yeah, they found him. They posted his passport and shit. So this is not us doxing him. He's literally posted on the timeline everywhere. But let me tell you something.
Holy shit.
They literally posted a screenshot of a chat from Chinese whales saying that there's a hit guy. Like, it's pretty bad.
The funny thing is, he could just walk it back. It's not like the funds have gone through, like,
he's tweeting.
He's just deposited the money in Lido. Right, that's all he's done. But everyone's like, this guy's rogue. Like, clearly, he's not building anything. I think he should just give the money back rather than like face a hitman squad from China. Like, that guy that I just saw doesn't look like the sort of guy that's going to deal well with a hitman squad from China.
And I don't condone any of this shit, but maybe don't fuck around and don't find out. Like, I don't know. It's dude. That's crazy. Anyways, last thing before I go to our film.io fam here. Have you guys followed the Retardio saga with Polymarkets? At this stage, we've got to assume it's fake, right? But even if it is.
I don't think it's fake. I do not think it's fake.
So I am like torn. Because every time I read something like this is real, but then this is fake. Whether it's real or fake is genius. I mean, the Polymarkets, just thread guys tweet. In like 2 hours, a Polymarket intern... got a raise, racial Frank badly, terminated him, pumped the company valuation like 10x, pumped the Retardio bags astronomically, and pulled off one of the funniest psyops ever. Not only that, he also made like $300,000.
Yeah, so I think the Retardio founder gave him 300 grand, right?
Yeah, so it's Hugo Martingale. Yeah, Hugo, Hugo. So for those of you not familiar, so I think he tweeted from the company account of Polymarket something Retardio, like it's like Remelio, like people have been using it quite a bit. It's also shitcoin. Also the Retardios on Solana have been pumping like crazy, and the runes and the this, like it's actually been a growing ecosystem, part of the whole Remelio family and whatnot, that's been really doing really well, actually, for what it's worth. Probably one of the only performing NFTs in the market at the moment, and shitcoins. And then, so do you think this is real? Like the Suzanne, so there's this Suzanne lady, a head of HR, that sent them a letter saying that he was fired. And then they put out a public statement on the Polymarkets account saying, you know, they apologized for the term and stuff. But you really think this is it? Regarding the recent Retardio incident, and they put out a whole statement.
I think this is real. I think Polymarket is probably... they're probably freaked out because they're probably doing an equity raise and or a token soon.
Of course they are.
Probably all XTradFi. And they saw this and were like, we need to save this. This isn't part of company policy. Like, I reckon it's real.
This is a good time for us to launch ours. Damn. I'm just saying. It would be really cool if there was a prediction markets built on top of Decrypt. Anyways, so a note to our community, apologies and action regarding Retardio incident. One, removal of tweets. The offensive tweets containing the appropriate language have been promptly deleted from our Twitter account. Intern dismissal. The individual responsible for composing and posting a tweet, an intern within our organization, has been relieved of their duties of Polymarket. We recognize the gravity of their actions and the importance of accountability. And third, internal review. So anyways, they initiated this whole thing. But what's funnier is the ratios they're getting. So you have Rhino... nice work. Now 95% of the community is angry with you instead of the loud 5% you initially caved into. See how well that worked out for y'all. And stop this woke bullshit. Stop being, whatever. You do understand your customer base, right? From Mert. Even Polygon. Bruh. I think Ansem goes in. Has the intern been hired by someone else yet? Monad goes in. If this isn't their intern at Saiping, I think it's fair to say he's hands down the greatest ever doing. Brian. Shit, Brian. Due to the dismissal of the Polymarket intern, I will no longer use Polymarket or refer friends to use Polymarket. Intern was your greatest asset. Don't worry, Brian. I got one comment for you. Zach, well, what? No fucking way. You fired the industry's best intern to ever log into this hellhole? Oh, my God. Lord, I mean, everyone on CT went in, and then Trading Axe. So that's the guy, right, Mando? Trading Axe said, DM, I'll send you $500,000 right now. if Elon can't pay N-words being sued for free speech, I can pay N-words to keep up the free speech spirit too, blah, blah, blah. Any intern fired for retarding Rodardio, you'll be reimbursed. I mean, this is so funny, man. Like, you guys think this is real.
I think it's real.
I mean, shout out to him. Shout out to Hugo Martingale. He clearly one of the best to do it, I guess, and has brought a lot of attention to himself and to everybody else. That look at this.
That's a hey, marketing stunt. That's absolutely a marketing stunt.
Is it, Sims? Like
they would have if it was fake, they would have removed his badge from the Twitter thing.
Yes,
Susan from HR is the biggest fucking meme on the internet. This is absolutely
there's no way. There's no way she's the actual HR person.
There's no way possible. And the fact that they're using the word as well in the PR release, like if they're against using the word, fine. But the fact that they used it 3 or 4 times in their actual PR release, this is the greatest marketing stunt of all time. This is brilliant. Yeah, I really think this is bullshit.
At first, I thought it was real, and I'd have to agree. Like Suzanne from HR. Like Suzanne from HR. I mean, even us, like we make jokes internally about HR. Like HR is Bernie is our HR at Rug Radio.
Like he posted a picture saying he'd been logged out of the account. It takes one click to remove the badge off somebody and it deletes the badge. Like they haven't done that. Like, I think this even might be like
so good.
I don't know. An actual account that Polymarket's running, and maybe that's their like social quote unquote pseudonym. If you will.
I mean, this is so funny. Important intern sync. Acceptable use of language.
It's absolutely a marketing stunt. And it's brilliant. It's genius.
This is...
he got 500... He actually accepted. If it was a marketing stunt, why would he accept 300K?
Might not have done it. It might be because it's pumping the bag. Maybe they're all... Maybe it's like, yeah, we'll go with it. Shit. Or might donate to charity afterwards.
Trying to pump Retardio, right?
I mean, Retardio pumped like a lot yesterday, like 5x.
Yeah, exactly. I just like he wouldn't have accepted the 300K. He would have been like, no, don't worry. Like,
is his name like, does it mean anything? Like, if you actually Google Hugo Martingale, is it like a, I don't know, like an anagram or something? Or does it mean to do something else? Is it actually like, is all this a big psyop? It just feels like a marketing stunt to me, but holy shit, it's a good one if so.
It's amazing. I mean, that was yesterday's reaction to like what happened. So it's it just, I mean, obviously there's been a retrace since, but this big ass green candle here, like this one here, that was it. It went 23, it wicked up to 43 million. I wasn't this coin for a hot second, actually, early on, but this is wild. So that was the big news yesterday. I love this timeline. I have to say, I love this timeline. You guys, this is just like every time there's just so much stupidity going on, but at the same time, so much seriousness, and it's just freaking hilarious. Anyways, that's the button. And then the other news quickly before I go to film.io here, I had a huge Harambe buy from a wallet that has $16 million in there. I saw Mando post about it as well. I had seen this from Archik. And then that wallet has like, what, 10 million of WIF, Mando, and like 6 million of another token? Like Boden, yeah. Boden WIF, like $16 million?
They have like $17 million of different meme coins. They bought 800 grand of Harambe yesterday.
That's crazy.
I just think, and then there was a big Bloomberg article which a lot of people posted yesterday, which is talking about how all the major hedge funds and VC firms are trying to move into meme coins, like they're throwing in the towel. I think that you're starting to see that there have been funds playing this game for a while now.
Oh yeah, they definitely have. And then last but not least, there's a fantasy top TVL that passed Frentex. I actually signed up to the Heroes thing yesterday, Ovi, just in time. I think deadline's like 40 minutes. So shout out to you for reminding me.
Oh, is something like, you're supposed to do to do it?
Yeah, you and
you signed up for Fancy Top.
The Heroes thingy. So I signed up. Mando, you should sign up. You have 40 minutes. It takes 5 seconds. It's free and you're going to get free money.
Oh, really? How do I sign up? Did we invest in that, OSF?
I think we did. I mean, Ovi's photo is on the cap table.
Oh right, okay. We did. We got in smalls.
But you should still do this.
What do I do? Fantasy.gg.
No, I'm sending this to your text, but do it now.
Careful. Okay. What's
definitely
not fantasy.xxx.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to send him a draining link so I can take it, but I just sent it to you, bro. And when it goes to post on Twitter, just close
my apes are gone.
No. Yeah. Make sure you do that. Make sure your apes are gone. By the way, that DGen, we're not gonna post about that DGen's intern tweet yesterday, huh?
We should actually, because I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this quickly, and then I'm gonna move on here. But yesterday was the Bored Apes turning three. Sorry. Man, your intern is an animal, bro. And I see this on the timeline. Was that Wolvie?
I don't know who that was. Like, I genuinely don't know who that was on our team, but that was somebody.
I mean, one of your team members is a savage. And then did the same thing today with Cool Mans or something. But anyways, it's like the Happy Birthday Apes thing. I thought it was... I mean, I'm still an ape holder, personally speaking. But I thought it was funny. Yeah, Bitcoin puppets, everything like... Guys, seriously, this fantasy thing is alpha, because if you own like puppets, a bunch of Bitcoin ordinals, a bunch of ETH NFTs and stuff, you actually get free points and look at doing good. I'm doing it because I'm one of the, you know, because if you have like a whatever they call it, influencer, I hate that, but you have a card made for you and people can trade you. Feels weird, but I don't care. You guys feel free to trade my name. I get something out of it anyways. And so I'm doing it. I'm not fading these things because I have zero blast exposure. And so I was figured, Ovi, I was like, maybe that could be my blast exposure. I need something, you know.
I think it'll be cool. The reason why it's got so much ETH on it is because it's one of the largest receivers of Blast Gold we were talking about the other day. And so there's gonna be a lot of Blast Gold up for grabs for using this. And if you bridge ETH now. They have this thing called Fantasy Stars. So if you bridge ETH now, you are able to accumulate stars until the 28th of April, if that makes sense.
Mm. Okay.
So well, I say bridge ETH or just like deposit ETH, whatever it is. So that's why loads of people just like moved their ETH onto fantasy.top, because you can just like earn whatever, accumulate whatever it is. But, you know, obviously be careful with the stuff because you never know. I mean,
the dev is not from North Korea, so we're good.
No, yeah, we invest in it, but, you know, things can always get hacked and exploited. And, so just always be careful. But yeah, like I think that seems to be the game people are playing, because there's going to be a lot of Blast Gold up for grabs with this one.
Okay, well, we can get those lads on the show at some point and see how it goes. I just know a lot of people are going to play this game and stuff. So I was like, okay, fuck it. Like, I may as well get involved. It's free money.